It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
Yes, it is Spinning the State. This is exciting news, Rhea. I just got texted the Defense Department plans for war in Yemen. Just, if you think I'm joking, this is a story I'm sure they will be covering this afternoon on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. The editor-in-chief of The Atlantic was included in a text from the Defense Department. They are confirming that they were authentic. Somebody screwed up, and so we got that going for us. But in the meantime, let's spin the wheel and see what's happening closer to home.
Milwaukee.
Oh, I don't know if you're a Lego person. I played with Legos when I was a kid. Legos have evolved from children's building blocks to intricate sculpture kits. Seemingly every fandom can find a Lego set to suit their taste, including architectural masterpieces. Well, unfortunately, one of Milwaukee's best-known architectural marvels hasn't made the Lego cut. Former Milwaukee resident Todd Elliott's art museum design was not selected as one of the five finalists in BrickLink's Designer Showcase Series 7 competition. That means that Elliott's creation won't be considered for production as a limited edition Lego set in early 2026. Elliott said that he may enter BrickLink's next competition this spring, and in the meantime, he has made his original art museum instructions available online for a low cost. Now, according to the Journal Sentinel, BrickLink is a Lego group-owned online community, marketplace, and design software popular with adult fans of the toy brand. In January, Elliott's museum design was accepted to BrickLink's designer program. After his design didn't move forward in Series 7, he posted the instructions for the, get this, 1,184-piece museum on Rebrickable. Anybody can purchase the art museum instructions for $1. That's just the instructions. You still got to get the almost 1,200 pieces yourself, but I will say it is a beautiful, if you're into Legos or even if you just like to look at the art museum, it's an unbelievable sculpture that he did with Legos. For Valentine's Day, Debbie gave me a Lego set, which I've never done Legos before, but it's love, you know, where it's L-O and then V-E, and it's a big thing. And she goes, I think we could do this together. And I was like, yeah, okay. So, you know, one day if I've lost the will to live, I'll be making Legos. That'll be fun. Only because, listen, I don't have the patience, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of talent. But let's spin the wheel again.
Racine.
All right, Rhea, your hometown. You may have heard some version of the saying, nothing good happens after midnight. Well, apparently the city of Racine heard that, and it's adapted a version for themselves. Because of public safety concerns, food trucks operating in the city of Racine are now legally required to close at 1 a.m. following weeks of discussion with alders and police. The Common Council approved an ordinance prohibiting food trucks from operating between 1 and 6 a.m., I can't say that that's a bad thing. It amended, though, from an original proposal from midnight to 6. So they gave the food trucks an extra hour. I think that's good, but who am I? The Journal Times reports that until now, the city didn't have an ordinance regulating operating hours for mobile food establishments, which the city attorney's office said could cause safety issues, you think? Racine's assistant city attorney said many food trucks stay open past bar closing hours of 2 a.m. on the weeknights and 2:30 on the weekends. They operate in parking lots or in the public right-of-way with no indoor dining for customers. Yeah, they're trucks. Large crowds gather in these areas immediately after the bars close, and it leads to a host of public safety concerns, which all seems to make sense. But it also, I would argue, if I were a food truck owner, that's when people are coming out and willing to buy a lot of food because they've been liquoring it up. So I guess, Rhea, and I don't know if you go out in Racine to do a little tip and a few back, I guess everybody in Racine has to decide, do we drink an hour longer or do we go get our food?
I don't think they have the food trucks near the going out spots.
Oh, it says they're near the bars.
I haven't seen them, but I also haven't been out in Racine for a while.
Yeah,
so
you got to stay out late.
some good food trucks. Racine has some of the best food, to be honest.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. I love a good food truck. I think, so they get, they only can, only have to shut down from 1 to 6. So that's good. All right. We have one more. Where are we going?
Trempolo.
I am glad Miss Pronouncer said that name. Trempolo. Sounds like it should be in Mississippi, but that's Tupelo. So let's see what's happening in Trempolo. Well, there's no debating that the bald eagle is a majestic bird. Seeing one in the wild is an awe-inspiring experience. Last week, we talked about an eagle cam in California. Well, now we can watch eagles in on a Wisconsin-based camera. The village of Trempolo, along the Mississippi River, two bald eagles have built a nest, resting about 70 feet up in a white pine. This once-endangered species has made a remarkable comeback in Wisconsin. Recently, the Raptor Resource Project began sharing this pair of nesting eagles with the masses. On a publicly available webcam, people can view these two eagles nesting, laying eggs, and soon, hopefully, watch baby eagles emerge from their shells as hatching season is early spring. WPR reported the Raptor Resource Project has about a dozen live nature cams positioned around the Midwest to stream, including the most famous in Decorah, Iowa. They feature eagles, falcons, kestrels, and vultures. As of 2024, there are more than 220 bald eagle nests in the state, according to a report from the annual Bald Eagle Nest Watch. The Raptor Resource Project is likely the only active, publicly available eagle cam in Wisconsin. As the eagles continue to grow and the eggs hatch, the eagle cam is available 24/7. I watched it for a little while this morning. I had it on my second monitor on my desk. It was very cool. The mama eagle was there for a while. Then the dad eagle came back, and Mr. T, they call him, and mom took off to do whatever it was she had to do, maybe run to the store, maybe just have a little self-care, but it is a fascinating watch if you get a chance. All right, that is Spinning the State for today. If you missed any of the details or just want more information, text SPIN to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you a link to all of those stories. When we come back, what has happened to manners in this country? We'll talk about it. It's Spinning the State.